ya. How you doing, everybody? You made it. It's Friday. The weekend, the long weekend is here with Sports Radio TSN 1200. We're glad you're along for this 31st day of July. July is over already. 2020, JR, Simmer, and Hammer is off this week. Bunda is in as we get set for the lone long weekend of summer, because July 1st was in the middle of the week. And, hey, by the time the next holiday rolls around, it's Labor Day, and you're already thinking about, well, now we know, back to school, etc. So a long weekend straight ahead, and the weather forecast, as we told you yesterday, has not really changed that much. Going to be really nice today, sunny and 27. Going to be pretty nice tomorrow, actually sunny and hot, with a high of 30, humidex at 36, but then they're calling for rain on Sunday and showers on Monday. So first part of the weekend, good. Latter part of the weekend, kind of wet, and right now sitting at 16 degrees. As we say good morning to Sean Simpson. How are you this morning, Simmer?
You know what? I've had a hard time during this, JR, to kind of get a Friday vibe going. I have no idea why with July ending, but I'm feeling the Friday vibe. And of all things, pumped up about weather and ice hockey.
There you go.
So to tell you if life has changed, but I don't know. I really have. Like some of the Fridays we've rolled out of here, I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. Rolling out of here around 10:30 in the morning. Got a whole weekend ahead, but feeling it today. How you doing?
I am doing very well.
Yeah,
going to be getting out of Dodge for a little bit this weekend.
Oh, nice,
so
nice.
Yeah, so it'll be good. Looking forward to that. One of the things about everybody being shut down and is how much people are just kind of hanging around now. Hey, this weekend kind of blends into the weekday. The weekend becomes the weekday, and nothing really changes. So it'd be nice to just kind of get out of town for a couple of days and unwind, relax, see a different part of the country.
Little cottage camping?
This is sort of my in-laws. It's kind of a complicated thing, but I'll be down in the eastern townships for a couple of days.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it's not too far that it's too long a drive, but far enough that you kind of feel like you're in a different part of the world.
Yeah, so it is amazing times we've done that and went in the spring, had the week a couple of weeks ago up on the Big Rideau. But even going for a day really was, depending where you're at mentally. I think it's been a little better with things open and the gyms being open, but overall, yeah, just getting away, and that's a beautiful part about old cottage country around here. Don't have to go too far to get out of the old city.
And most importantly, a working television, because to be quite honest with you, this is the first time in a long time I've been actually interested in watching a bit of TV. And of course, that is because sports is back, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember way back in the day, we had the cottage up on Macaulay Lake and we had a TV there. And it must have been spring, because I just have a recollection of late 70s trying to get the old rabbit ears going and watching a little bit of Buffalo, Montreal on TV, but you really never thought of it. Now with technology, what's wrong with just, hey, throw that out on the old patio? You got that 5 TV, it's nighttime, just put on a little hockey game, have a couple of drinks. Nothing wrong with ending a day like that. I don't have any issue.
There you go. And of course, the hockey playoffs or play-ins. Can we just call the play-ins the playoffs? Can we do that, even though technically it's not really the playoffs, just so I don't have to complicate things for everybody?
We can call it whatever you want. I'm just very, very strong in my stance. Had to tear down Lloydie last week as he was trying to say it was the playoffs, but no, we can call it whatever it is that we're going to have meaningful hockey. Let's call it that. We have meaningful hockey games.
I like that.
Starting tomorrow, and I am. I'm excited. Quality of play. Watched a couple of games last night, one east, one west. Also did a little bit of weather breakdown, which we can do during the show. Wanted to check the humidity levels for next week in Edmonton and Toronto, and I found exactly why the ice surface for the ice hockey matches in Toronto isn't as good as Edmonton. So we'll break that down as we get into the show as well.
Okay, we'll do some predictions as the morning goes on as well. I didn't watch any hockey last night. When I got home, I actually watched some NBA, watched the Lakers and the Clippers.
Oh, nice.
I can't believe you weren't locked right into that. That's your dream matchup. Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it was an awesome game.
Yeah.
Awesome game. Yeah, went right down to the last shot. Lakers won 103-101. LeBron James didn't really have a very good game. Not a LeBron-esque type game, but made the game-winning shot and then was part of the defense at the end of the game. Paul George missed a three-pointer, which would have won it for the Clippers, but it went right down to the final shot.
Well, I guess Dwayne Wade, but you also look at LeBron. Anthony Davis, do you think one of the quieter superstars in the NBA?
The brow, absolutely.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And that compliment for where he's at in his career and what he has. I watched a little First Take yesterday, which I kind of enjoy, and Van Gundy was on, and he is very bullish on the Raptors, but it's interesting how, even back to last year, and I'm now a Stephen A. Smith, how the rest of the basketball world does not even want to recognize that they won a championship or they're even around, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody then talked about the matchup of the Bucks and who could take them down, and a couple of people had Miami, but everybody's very bullish on the Sixers, and certainly I understand the length they present and the talent, but I've never felt like they had the chemistry to really drive a championship team. So, hey, lots of talk about that, lots of excitement, and we'll hit the playoff. Well, how long of their regular season? What, do they got another couple of weeks?
Each team, they're playing between 6 and 8 games,
games
each.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I believe it's about 2 weeks or thereabouts. So the NBA playoffs will begin around mid-August.
Which actually, technically, the even more meaningful hockey games of the NHL's first round of the playoffs will actually start, and they'll go head-to-head for the first time ever.
Well, first round of the play-in round is going to be, we've said this many times, it's going to be over in a week.
Yeah, you know? Fast and furious.
Some of these teams, if you get swept in 3 straight and you play 3 of the first 4 nights, and some of the series do that, you'll be out by, teams will be eliminated, believe it or not, by Tuesday.
Yeah. No. There's teams that thought they were going home late that are, they're going home before the bar even opens. You're going to have to rejig your saying, because this is even more
somebody, somebody thought they were going home late who thought they were going home early. No, somebody's going home earlier thought they're going. See, even I'm out of practice with my cliches.
Well, exactly. We got to come up with one for this one, because
going to the bar.
Yeah.
Somebody's going home from the bar early. That thought they were going home from the bar late.
Somebody's getting kicked out.
Yeah.
We're going to call this round Fast and Furious.
And nobody's going home with a woman. Yeah, nobody's going home with a barmaid.
No, Fast and Furious. Yeah. There'll be no Pat Burns.
Everybody's going home empty-handed. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, of course, the hockey playoffs will begin tomorrow at high noon. 5 games tomorrow, 5 more games Sunday, 6 games on a holiday Monday, and we'll have Stanley Cup playoff coverage for you with select games. Especially early on, we'll have Hawks Oilers tomorrow afternoon. So if you're out and about, you can tune in some playoff hockey or play in hockey here on TSN 1200. Monday night we'll have Habs Pens game 2, and then we'll dip into some various series throughout the rest of next week. But looking forward to that. We'll have the Blackjacks game for you on Sunday. They got a win last night, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
Got off the schneid with a very close win, 78-76 over Fraser Valley, which had been unbeaten. So the last of the winless beat the last of the unbeaten, so they've got their first win. We'll talk to very happy head coach, Osvaldo Gianti, will join us on the show later on this morning. And a reminder as well that we have a text-to-win contest today. So if you're going to be texting us, and there are always reasons to text us, if you got anything to share, by all means do it at 12-1200. But when you do text us, you can text a wrench to us on Wrench Throwing Friday. Just make sure you put the keyword golf in there at some point, whether you want it as part of your text or whether you just want to put it apropos of nothing. Put the word in there, the keyword golf, and you are in to win our grand prize courtesy of your friends at Equinel Golf Course. We've got a foursome to give away, you and 3 buddies, to play Equinel for a round of golf. All you have to do is put in the keyword golf when you text us this morning between now and 10 o'clock. We'll announce the winner just before the end of the show.
Yeah, and for anybody, month of August, boy, to get a group together, whether it be a couples or, hey, I guess you have a foursome of women, you could have foursome of men, have whatever you want. That is just a beauty track to get out to, so I'm sure a lot of people will have to get the King Kong to fire up the TSN 1200 Twitter machine, get out a little wrench thrown. A lot of people upset about all this Bucks talk that he's firing all over the internet.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
No, exactly.
No.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. I don't see any complaints. What are you talking about?
LeSean McCoy has signed, everybody. Let's fit this Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. Yeah, this feels like Washington Redskins 2.0, signing everybody that's really done that 10 years ago was a pretty good player. Like Gronk, last time we saw him was a shell of himself. I still don't believe he's even close to his playing weight. We'll see where Tom Brady ends up going. And I guess of all years, and having some fun with King Kong, of all the years for the world to fall apart, this is the year that, as a Bucks fan, kind of typical, right?
Yeah.
Just whenever it felt like maybe we had a chance, this would even be for a Bills fan, you'd look at this and be thinking, come on, this is the year. Half of the Patriots team left, the other half quit. This is our year to actually win the division, and do we end up even having a season?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question that's out there, right? I think it's going to start, but is it going to finish, right? That's been the million-dollar question with all of these sports, and remains so certainly with baseball in particular. But with the NFL, is it going to start? Is it going to finish? That remains to be seen. With the CFL, is it even going to start?
Yeah, and so much talk south of the border is the different alignments for the college football. And I do, on one hand, I think that they have a better chance to pull off a season because if campuses are empty, to house the players, to have them, but we also know the chance to slide into town for shenanigans or other things to go on campus.
Live and well.
You know, that's
you're only gonna, young once.
Well, oh, my God, yeah, yeah. And you're full of, can we say piss and vinegar on the
sure.
air?
Sure, yeah. You go with vim as well.
Okay,
vim and piss, whichever
whatever
one
you it
like.
Is.
It's early.
You're fired up. So, but I you know, they're trying their best. And you talk about an appetite for people that if there are 105,000 people that can't get to the Michigan football game, 105,000 people are at home watching it.
Yeah.
You know, the TV numbers for that will just be they'll be bonkers even without people in the stands.
SEC announced yesterday they as well are moving to just interconference games or in-conference games, I should say. So, and that is the biggest and best of college football SAC.
Yeah.
So SEC, so they're following what the Pac-12 and the Big Ten have already announced that they will only play within their conference.
Yeah.
ACC was going to have one out-of-conference game, but if everybody else is in conference, you don't. This just in: you don't have anybody else to play because everybody else is only playing internally.
Not of any quality, and from a TV standpoint, that's all you want to show anyway, right? That's the meat of, you know, for your fans. I mean, you're giving them the best of the best. So for lots of reasons, geographically, most of them have travel. Although the ACC is still pretty spread out, right?
Yeah. I mean, it goes from Florida State's in the ACC, so I think it goes from Florida all the way up the East Coast. So.
Yeah, Maryland.
Clemson, the main only good team.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that is the latest from U.S. college football, and it's going to start late as well, or later. Normally it starts, in some cases, later part of August, right?
Yeah.
Or Labor Day.
Yeah.
SEC announced as part of that in-conference only play this year that they're going to start on September 26th, though it's about 3 weeks late.
Yeah, really anywhere from Maryland may be a little tough, but if you, JR, get to Virginia and anywhere south, you pretty much, you're not worrying about the weather, right? I mean, even to the Carolinas, if you wanted to play in January and February, it's not ideal, but we're not talking about the winter we have here, and then you get down to Georgia, would not really be that big of a deal. So they're not as, you know, none of them, not many are playing, or if any could play in a dome, I guess you could go into the dome in Atlanta if you wanted to. But for most of them, hey, they're pretty flexible when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a break. 6:17, as we've been mentioning, it is a Wrench Throwing Friday. If you're new to the show, unfamiliar with Wrench Throwing Friday, think of your acronym WTF, which normally you think, what the? Well, exactly. All right, so if you've got a what the topic in mind, something that's been bothering you the last 7 days, toss a wrench at it. Feel good going into the long weekend. Text your wrenches to us at 12-1200. Standard messaging rates apply. You can tweet at us at TSN 1200 or do them by the phone. The old-fashioned way at 750-1200. And again, today is a text-to-win Friday, so if you do text us, make sure you put the keyword golf in there as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the latest that's going on with Major League Baseball. Hey, the Blue Jays have a nice Corona vacation ahead of them this weekend. Yeah, that's right. Their weekend series with the Phillies has been postponed. We'll tell you why. We'll tell you how they did last night. We'll get you the latest on the NHL. Last three exhibition games went last night. Little bit of an injury scare for the Bruins. Don't think it's too much, but we'll get you up to date on that. We'll talk about the return to play of the NBA. The Blackjacks get a first win, and we'll look ahead to everything else going on this weekend. So we got a big show ahead. We're glad you're with us here on a Friday morning. You are listening to Sports Radio TSN 1200. This week, we've got a message to share on behalf of the Government of Canada. They have just announced that COVID alert app that we have heard so much about, it is up and ready to go. So help protect yourself and your community. Download the COVID alert app for free to help stop the spread of the virus. The COVID alert app lets users know if they have been exposed to COVID-19. It's available right now in the App Store and at Google Play. All you do is search out COVID alert, download the app, and essentially what it is, if you've had a positive test, you put it in there, and then that lets anybody know that you come in contact with, that lets them know that they have been Potentially exposed to it. So that's the whole idea behind this thing, is just to share more information.
Yeah, and it actually links up nicely with your Tinder accounts. So for people, very easy.
A little two for one.
Get that gold star.
Hey, whatever works for you, right?
Exactly.
All right, speaking of COVID, here we go. First wrench of the day, a wrench to COVID. Last year in both my keeper leagues, I sold everything, so this year I was ready for a couple of runs, four picks in the top two rounds in one league, five in the top two rounds in the other. Just my luck, it's a year that the season won't finish. That's from Triple D.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying.
And there you go. And wrench to Rob Manfred for having no foresight. That comes from Unsigned.
He just dropped the mic and said, we're out.
There you go. Keep the wrenches coming at 1200 again. Don't forget to use the word keyword golf when you do. And get into that text to win contest we've got with Equinel Golf Course. All right, 624. So, National Hockey League playoffs play-in set to begin tomorrow. Last of the exhibition games was last night. How about the Columbus Blue Jackets? Putting out a little statement win over the Boston Bruins last night. A very disinterested Bruins team. I didn't see the game, but from all accounts I'm reading of people who follow the team, they're going, Bruins didn't look very good, but Columbus puts up a three spot in the first and wins it 4-1.
Yeah, end up watching it, and I agree. For Boston, it's hard mentality, veteran club. Boy, you've had a hell of a regular season. Last year, Game 7, the Stanley Cup playoffs, you lose. Just an understanding for them. This is just getting your legs under you, but it was a very efficient, and I think for the hockey world, obviously, in the GTA, everybody kind of watching and getting an idea of what Columbus looks like. And there's no doubt when you got Seth Jones and Werenski on the back end, you've got an organized forward group that can skate. Not a whole lot of flash and dash, JR. But boy, again, I'm just really pumped come Sunday night at 8 p.m. to watch that head-to-head matchup.
Yeah. By the way, a little bit of injury scare for the Boston Bruins in that game. Brad Marchand left in the third period. And just kind of wincing a little bit, kind of took a bit of an awkward fall.
He did, yeah.
But afterward, Bruce Cassidy said, just precautionary, thinks he's going to be fine. Yeah. I mean, they'll know more today. But again, for the top four teams in each conference, they've got that round robin, group of games in which just for seeding.
Yeah.
I mean, if you needed to sit Brad Marchand out, if you wanted to err on the side of caution, you have that option. Whereas, all these teams playing these best of fives, so they got to get right to it. You know, if you got a guy who's tweaked something, if you're Brad Marchand and you're playing on the Toronto Maple Leafs, sorry, man, you got to play. If you're the Boston Bruins and you need to, you could probably sit them. The games don't really mean anything for those teams for over a week.
No, I guess in a perfect world, guys, would I like to avoid being the fourth spot and have to play the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round of the regular playoffs? I probably would, but I'm also looking big picture, and I think we'd be a little naive. First of all, I think psychologically there's a lot of athletes that are a little nervous because anybody, your body, it's like a car, you got the engine, you got everything running. A lot of guys probably don't feel that comfortable to think over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, that we're not going to have a couple or a few guys that end up blowing out a wheel or something happens where they're done for the season. That would not shock me whatsoever, just because, hey, I know they're prepping, but all of a sudden as you hit the ice Saturday in the meaningful games, and also in the ones that don't, at times, that's where you can even be more vulnerable too, where somebody ends up whacking you. So I think we'll see some injuries over the weekend, unfortunately.
The other two games last night, Victor Arvidsson had both the goals. It was Nashville 2 and Dallas nothing. And in the final game of the exhibition games, it was Vegas over Arizona by a score of 4-1.
And here's Alex Tuck getting a chance, shooting. He scores! Alex Tuck was coming down the middle, and he kind of lost his balance at first and then moved to the base of the right circle and put one upstairs past Ronta under the bar. And
so we've got to, we're going to, okay, there's some.
No, but that guy, first of all, that sounds like the snooze on my alarm in the morning.
Well, that's
I know he's calling it off of TV.
Yeah, and that's the Arizona announcer announcing a Vegas goal. He's also probably 3,000 miles away from where the game is being played.
Yeah.
That kind of, listen, the announcer's going to have to get used to this as well. You're going to have no ambiance in a lot of cases. They're not even in the rink. I know the Canadian broadcasts are, but Doc Emmerich, you mentioned this, Doc Emmerich on NBC, he's calling the game from his basement.
Yeah.
So you have to muster up as best as you can that kind of feel of playoff hockey, even though you're sitting in your basement by yourself.
Well, that one right there, though, this is also somebody that has a headset on that is not linked up to the actual noise that's going on. So this is literally me calling it off of my TV. Do you know what I mean? Like that is
It's bad. Really hard. It's really hard.
Even talk to Keith Jones, who we'll have on Monday with AJ, along with Pierre McGuire. Jonesy's actually calling the games from Connecticut. So you've got Doc in one spot, Jonesy there, and you got Brian Boucher at the game. So take a little practice for them to get comfortable as well.
Absolutely. All right, so things will begin, as we said, for real. Tomorrow, five games, the opening game at high noon, Rangers versus Carolina. Carolina having a home ice advantage, such as it is, which essentially is last change, right? Is there any other benefit to being the home team in any of these series?
I don't see, but I do think the last...
The home team dressing room?
But I guess. No, that doesn't matter to a player once you hop out. I think for, you look at the Boston Bruins, who are a dominant team when it comes to face-offs, matchups. It really would depend on the coaches. And got to say for Carolina, as I'm rolling through my picks here, very bullish on the Canes after watching the Rangers and then watching them. So I've already switched my sleeper team that... was supposed to be the Rangers.
Yeah,
isn't even my pick for the series.
After is it from our conversation with Jeff O'Neill yesterday?
Oh yeah,
who also got talked into picking Carolina by somebody who was golfing.
I just realized after watching the games, JR, that it just I'm kind of bullish on the Rangers, but then after watching Mika Zibanejad, I'm like, maybe he's going to take a little time to get untangled. Carolina's a pretty good hockey team, so I'm going back to my original. Of the eight series, the only one that I like said would be a major upset would be if Montreal took down Pittsburgh. After that, hey, it's kind of trying to figure it out. The one team after watching the games too, I really couldn't figure out during the regular season, and I'm not high on at all, are the Dallas Stars. I can't for the life of me really figure them out. They're a weird, moody bunch, and Mr. Ben has pretty much disappeared from being a player. Mr. Sagan, who knows what you're going to get on most nights.
But Tyler Sagan didn't even play last night.
Yeah, it's just hard to figure them out. They're a strange crew.
Yeah, the 3 o'clock game tomorrow, a game we'll have here on TSN 1200, Chicago Blackhawks, Edmonton Oilers, 4 o'clock game, Florida Panthers, New York Islanders, 8 o'clock game, Montreal Canadiens, Pittsburgh Penguins, 10:30. Calgary Flames, Winnipeg Jets. Those are the five games starting tomorrow.
Yeah, and for myself, at least planning so far as nice weather, nothing is for sure other than a nice Gabriel's Pizza around 7 o'clock, probably a meat lover's and something else for the boys, and then I'm going to hunker down, watch the 8 o'clock and the 10:30. That's kind of my plan, and Sunday will just really be kind of weather dependent as to how much I end up watching.
Yeah, sounds like it could be a rainy day on Sunday. And we'll make some picks later on in the show. Love your picks as well. Which of the series do you see as the potential of maybe going the longest? Which do you see as a five-gamer? Which do you see as maybe the best chance of being a sweep?
Mm-hmm.
And pick an upset or two that you think will happen. And again, it's when teams have been off for 4.5 months, is anything really going to be an upset other than maybe Montreal over Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
could kind of throw up in the air and go, well, I could sort of see it both ways,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
There's some pretty even matchups. Montreal-Pittsburgh seems pretty uneven. Even Chicago-Edmonton, even though it's a 5-12 matchup, you got all that Stanley Cup experience with Chicago.
Absolutely, yeah.
You've got a superstar player in Patrick Kane that can win games by himself. I don't think it would be a shocker if Chicago beat Edmonton. I think Edmonton is certainly the favorite.
Yeah, but not by a lot. I mean, after Draisaitl and McDavid, a couple of other pieces, real questions in goal, overall depth, so much hype. I totally agree kind of going through that one. I think, and for Sens fans, I think this is the interesting part, JR. You're a hockey fan, so you're trying to watch. The automatic is you want to see Toronto and Montreal lose. But we're going to do the show on Friday together before I head off for vacation. You're going to have to start getting your head around and bracing yourself for who's going to end up with Lafreniere. So that's as a Sens fan or a hockey fan, just buckle up for next week because it's going to come in a hurry.
Yeah,
by a week from Monday, you're going to know where he's going.
August the 10th is the date. Meanwhile, the Columbus-Toronto series will begin on Sunday, and already in Toronto, they're debating what's going on with William Nylander, who did not have a very good outing in the exhibition game against Montreal on Tuesday. Here's head coach Sheldon Keefe.
He's had a camp here that, I'm pushing him because I think he's capable of more in our practices and in our scrimmages and in our game the other day. I'm expecting him to raise it to another level like he has shown he's capable of doing.
Always good when you've got a coach who needs to motivate a player who's been off for 4.5 months as they're set to start the playoffs.
Yeah, and under the hood and kind of following this guy, I don't know how much part of the group he really is. He seems to be a character. Wonder with any of the guys, if you'd ask me, guys that maybe let off the gas as far as conditioning, went out and had some fun. I do wonder, and I had his father as a player, JR, and I saw the kids when they first started out. The father is one of the most demanding, and also as a player, he was a very moody player, but one of the hardest working athletes I've ever had. I wonder at this point, really, for him, and you look at this and people say it's kind of strange. I know he has a lot of money. I know he's very talented. You do really look at that and just wonder, in that particular case, if you can't compete right now, you wonder how much somebody really loves playing. And I just wonder if he's been grinded for so long that maybe some of that passion for the game isn't there anymore.
Yeah, although, you know, the regular season he had, I mean, 31 goals in 68 games. He had a, you know, everybody's been waiting for that breakout season from William Nylander. Yeah. And that just shows you the level of talent that he has when he really puts the work boots on. And I read a stat, and I think it was courtesy of Mike Kelly and the Point on Hockey. And
he's bullish on him. Yeah.
Well, Anya, because, and this sounds crazy to say, because when you think about William Nylander, you're automatically thinking perimeter player. And he actually had, I don't know what the stat was, but one of the, in terms of shots from the kind of that home plate area, that prime scoring area, he had one of the highest percentages in the National Hockey League. So he is getting himself to the spots where you score goals. The criticism of him and a lot of players you know, that are like him is, well, they spend too much time on the perimeter. Well, the stats, this regular, past regular season at least, beg to differ.
Yeah, and that's the only problem. And I saw Mike break that down during the year, JR. You know what? He has a sneaky, especially on the weak side, he has an incredible, hey, this guy's a world-class talent, first of all. He has an ability to be slippery. I would never want to, and this is the problem with some of these stats, pretend that this guy, first of all, is going into any dirty areas, that he competes for pucks on the boards. He doesn't. Now, he gets into spots because he's highly intelligent. He plays with very skilled players that can delay things. What he reminds me of, and I can throw out stats packages anytime, this is a lot like Kent Nielsen, who you're very familiar with, right? I mean, this guy is
a magic man.
Well, this guy's a super talented guy, but that's the problem. I mix his regular season stats and I throw in a little Mike Kelly analytics. Go and watch the game. Go and watch as the puck comes to him along the boards and the flat out fact, he doesn't compete for pucks. He doesn't. And so, boy, that's where I would never want to, hey, you better watch and see what he's doing. And yeah, but think about that. Like, to be called out at a point where you're revving up for a best of five series against the Columbus Blue Jackets, that tells you a lot. It also tells me that the old Doobie's going to have to go back on his words, and this said athlete's probably going to be on the move in the offseason.
Yeah, and if you know John Tortorella at all, he is going to be telling his guys to finish hard.
Oh,
on
my
William
God.
Nylander.
Oh, and anything along the boards, you talk about D-men pinching in, wanting to make contact as far as, and just if you're a Columbus player matching up against him, you're just going to try to eat this guy alive. You're actually going to go to the point where you try to embarrass him.
Right. And while the Leafs are still considering whether they're going to dress Nick Robertson looking that way, the hotshot rookie, in the first game or at some point during this play-in series, John Tortorella said yesterday that Liam Foudy, who Columbus drafted in the first round 2 years ago, who's been playing in London, he's going to play. Quote, "The thing I like about Foods is he's not afraid to make a play, very intelligent player. He'll be in our lineup," end quote. So look for Liam Foudy in the Columbus Blue Jackets lineup for this series.
Solid nickname right there, too. Yeah. Foods.
Foods. Went a long way for that one.
Yeah, that really, like, come on, eh? When we had Brad Shaw on, one of the things he talked about was internal competition, right? Nobody afraid. And this is what, maybe not even just in a short series, because you want all your athletes ready to rock and roll. You want to come out and get after, win game one. But as if you're Columbus, if you qualify and get into the first round, that depth and that ability to put some young players and have pretty much everybody healthy, it's going to go a long ways for some of these clubs in a long marathon to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're looking forward to it. And again, don't forget, Pierre McGuire will rejoin us daily starting on Monday. You and AJ Simmer will have a show on Monday between 7 and 11. Pierre will be live from Edmonton after 8 and join us as he does each and every weekday morning just after 8 o'clock. So look forward to his insight, not only in the games he's seeing firsthand, but of course, chance for him to be able to catch all the Eastern games that'll play ahead of those games out West. So look forward to his contributions as well. All right, we'll take a break, 6:37. When we come back, the NBA's regular season restarts with a couple of terrific games. Pelicans, Jazz, Lakers, Clippers. We'll review that. The Blackjacks get their first win. And the Blue Jays ain't going to be playing any baseball this weekend. We'll tell you why next on Sports Radio TSN 1200. Alan May, your old buddy from Washington, Simmer, will join us in the show coming up after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about the Caps, but just about the NHL playoffs in general with him. Again, that's just after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, a ginormous hockey fan, lives in Texas, kind of splits between there and Washington. It was interesting. Maybe get into a little politics. He was talking yesterday. He's like, listen, are you watching any more of that cable news? I'm like, no. He's like, I haven't watched it for 4 weeks. He says, life in Texas is incredible. And I'm thinking, well, geez, when I turn on the news, that's not what I'm hearing. So kind of be fun to catch up with
incredible
him.
In a good way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. He just said the things. He said Florida's terrible, but he said Texas is actually great.
It is?
Yeah. Well, that, again, I know. But I'm just saying.
Every news report I said Florida, Texas, Arizona, California.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Stay away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and as it relates to the Texas Rangers, haven't heard anything. But it was just these conversations, because I love to, for people that are living there, it's obviously you want to cross into, hey, what's daily life like? So talk a little of that, and Albie's a big hockey fan, so break down all the series as well.
Yep, looking forward to that. All right, a few texts at 12-1200. Good morning, boys. Would love to win a round of golf at Equinel. Sports is finally back. Cheers. That comes from Dave, and you're absolutely right. Dave, thanks for the text that included the keyword golf. That puts you into our grand prize draw we'll have at the end of the show for somebody to win a foursome on us. Thanks to our good friends at Equinel. I'd love to throw a wrench at the NHL or whoever decided to play games in August. Don't they know that August is the month for completing the honey-do list and the golf and not watching hockey? Thanks. That comes from Darren.
How about another half for Commissioner Gary Bettman?
WTF. Hang on. Oh, wow, great wrench. I don't know if we have that one or not. Wrench to that guy who showed no excitement when winning Senators season tickets 5 years ago. That's from Devin.
Wow.
Who apparently has a long memory of that and maybe harbors a little bit of good, solid bitterness in there as well for not winning.
The guy is drunk.
Sorry, Devin, I don't know if we still have that other wrench,
yeah.
But that one will suffice.
Well, and JR, think of where we're at and how much fun we had and not knowing what the world was going to happen other than that the Sen season was going to end. When the contest of the California trip, the magical trip that you sent the couple on, and did they end up testing positive or for COVID?
No.
But they had to quarantine, right? And
correct.
Because they had a young son. Just how long ago? Well, it is a long time ago. Even
4.5
for the,
months, maybe.
Well, and for the clip that Bunda played, how long ago that goofy American on spring break, right? How when we were just kind of trying to figure out where the world was headed at that point.
I get the Rona. Bag of wrenches to the hot dog and the hot dog bun industry. Do everyone a favor and coordinate your pack sizes. This is ridiculous. 2020 could use some good news. Make it happen. Hashtag golf. That comes from Unsigned. There's your bag of wrenches. You know what? I'll be quite honest with you. Something I've wondered about as well.
Yeah.
You buy your hot dogs, you can. Usually get a package of 12, traditionally. Or sometimes if you go with the kind of the bigger sausage type thing, it's a package of 6.
Yeah.
And the hot dog bun usually comes in the package of 8.
Yeah.
So you either got 4 too less or 2 too many.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Kind of strange when it comes to the packaging. I guess the alignment of the bread company and the hot dog company are two different things. I thought he was actually going the distance of when I went to Costco as I was signing up, Mira and I, getting ready for the old cottage. She said, hey, you want to get something to eat? I'm like, we're not going to eat at Costco. She's like, let's have a hot dog. I'm like, well, we have a hot dog. Went over, tried to purchase it, and I was looking at it thinking, well, for $1.50, I can't be getting a hot dog and a drink. Well, sure enough, for $3 I'm getting them. Then I'm also saying to myself, well, there's no way I'm going to like it. Well, end up buying about 4 packs of them. Man, that bad boy was a tasty, tasty little snack as you're going shopping.
And a final wrench, then we'll move on. Actually, a reverse wrench from Andrew in Carlton Place. Guys, please throw a reverse wrench to TSN 1200. I've been working alone throughout the pandemic, and many days have been difficult for me. The sports and leisure discussions help me get through the day. Thanks again for making my days bearable. Cheers. That comes from Andrew in CP. There you go. And thank you for listening, Andrew, and for everybody that's been kind of tagging along with us for the last 4.5 months. We're happy to, just like you are, we're happy that sports is back and we got some games to talk about. It's been an interesting, for those of us who have been doing this for a long time, in my case, and you, Simmer, even for the past 6 or 7 years, that this is this is for us something we've never gone through before. Hopefully we'll never have to go through again, at least to the extent that it was that long without games being played. But certainly made us kind of sharpen the tools a little bit, had some fun, discussed some different things, got through it, and now we got some games again.
Yeah, no, had some great guests. It was a lot of fun. And to the way, again, everybody, it's ebbs and flows. And the way we always work as people is that if it's Sens or hockey is kind of that point of June, then you got your draft, and then we kind of go dormant for July and August. And as this has been happening, I'm happy we have hockey for August, but got to say after Labor Day, and if kids get back into school, but just the overall switch in us, and we love that hockey's around the corner in training camp. Generally, we love that the NFL's starting, I think, as we get past Labor Day, but more importantly here, probably into November, December, whether anything's being played, JR, just knowing that there's some, maybe some hope around the corner if other things happen. And the American hockey, like, just little things to put on your calendar, because this is, I think, psychologically, depending where the world's at, I think going to be a different grind here as we get into the darker days and the tougher weather.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say this, and I'll specify the NHL and the NBA, if they can get through these bubble tournaments, these playoffs that are upcoming, that is going to give, I think, everybody some hope that, hey, if it came to it, if there is a either a continuation of what we're in right now, if it gets worse, if there's a second wave or whatever, there is a blueprint there of something else that can work.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Saying that they'll go to this again, whether it's economically feasible for them to do this. They're obviously completing the seasons they were in the middle of because there's money at stake, a lot of television money. That's the only reason they're doing it. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it for the money, and I totally get that. But if it does work, and if things are bad again in the middle of winter, there is the possibility, I don't know, of starting a new season and playing a month or so and playing a month's worth of games in a bubble. Maybe they try that again, something like that. But at least if these bubbles hold and they are able to complete the playoffs, the NBA and the NHL, there is a fallback option. I'll put it that way.
No, I agree. And you do wonder, depending where NFL training camps go, and as they get closer, would they ever look and say, listen, we're not going to be able to pull this off by traveling around, having a full schedule. Let's go into some zones here. Let's have four different zones or eight different zones. Let's play a few games there and then go into a playoff format. And what we'll also see, though, more realistic, is that with the NHL this year, the players, for the most part, have gotten all their salaries except for their last check. If you were to go into something without fans, you're probably as a sport, you're going to have to go back to the athletes and say, listen, much like baseball, we're not paying you a full salary to come back. Could they end up making some type of a deal to come back that would make sense for both ownership and players to play just for TV money?
All right, 6:51. Let's take you to Washington, where the Blue Jays wrapped up their four-game series with the Nationals yesterday.
It's on top of that one and drills it to deep left, and he's got another one. And look at where that one landed. What a monster shot for Teoscar Hernandez.
There is the Blue Jays television network. Dan Schulman with the call right there. Teoscar Hernandez had two home runs. He's had two run home run games so far, four on the season. Unfortunately, that was the best news for the Blue Jays yesterday as they fall 6-4 to the Nationals. Hyunjin Ryu, a big free agent pitcher signing that they made in the offseason. $20 million a season. I mentioned how good the starting pitcher pitching has been.
About their ER, exactly.
Now, he got pulled in his opening day start, but not because he had pitched poorly. I think it was just kind of, I think he pitched, I believe, five innings.
Yeah.
He got pulled in the fifth yesterday, and yesterday he got lit up by the Nationals. So he has been the lone kind of speed wobble as far as the starting pitching goes for the Blue Jays so far, as he takes the L. And the Blue Jays fall to 3-4.
Were you a big fan of his signing? Because it certainly recent years had been real up and down for him as far as consistency and injury, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, he was four times 20, right? 4 years, $80 million, and there was no team that would go to 4 years, right? Yeah, everybody wanted to go 3 years. Yeah. He's I don't know his exact age, but he's a big boy. Is it fair to say? You'd have maybe concerns about down the road carrying a lot of weight or whatever. Is that arm going to be able to, and the rest of it, be able to kind of hang on throughout? But the Blue Jays decided to give him the fourth year.
Yeah.
So for the here and now, at $20 million as a frontline pitcher, I get it. But is it going to pay off down the road? Are they going to rue it coming up in a couple of seasons?
Yeah, and hey, they needed to do something. You need to almost put an anchor in the ground, then you get the rest of the young staff. Also, a big part of this behind the scenes was repairing or restoring the relationship with Scott Boras that also went directly into drafting Austin Martin and giving him the $7 million signing bonus. So I think it was a little bit of baseball and a little bit political.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the Blue Jay game yesterday, because you're not going to be seeing another one until Tuesday. Their weekend series against the Philadelphia Phillies has been postponed by Major League Baseball. The Phillies announced yesterday that all activity at Citizens Bank Park, their home park, is canceled until further notice after a coach and a clubhouse attendant received positive tests from Wednesday's COVID-19 testing. So the Phillies will not play, obviously, this weekend, and nor will the Blue Jays. They were scheduled to play each other. And the Blue Jays were scheduled to have an off day on Monday before starting a series in Atlanta on Tuesday. So they're going to work out over the weekend in Washington. They've stayed in Washington. Then they'll fly to Atlanta. But here we are. We're a week into the season. We're 7 days into the season. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins will have, by the time the end of the weekend rolls around, will have missed 7 games each. The Blue Jays and the Nationals will have missed 4 games each.
Yeah.
So they'll be sitting at, in some cases, 3 games played. Other teams will be at 10 games played in a 60-game season.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nightmare scenario for Major League Baseball.
It is, and for a baseball player, you like to play all the time. You're trying to get into a routine. As hitters, you're trying to catch up. Now, all of a sudden, you got a days off. You got a reset. And just that idle time, if you have to stay in a hotel, D.C.'s not a bad place, but that's where it starts to become a grind. I would have thought they would have been more proactive, slid up to Buffalo, start looking for apartments for the different players, opportunity to move into some places and get themselves comfortable up there. But hey, I guess they decided to stay in D.C.
Yeah, Nats manager Davey Martinez is calling it a coronavirus vacation for his team, trying to shed have a little bit of fun in all this, but obviously a very serious situation. We're all familiar, of course, with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious diseases expert that I think across the board everybody's got all kinds of time for. Here's his thoughts on the situation involving the team, the Team Zero, we'll call them, the Miami Marlins.
I think we're going to have to see what happens over the next few days to a week. But I can tell you that a lot of good faith effort was put into this by the owners, by the player reps, by the players themselves. So I hope that this is just a temporary setback and that we can continue the season. But again, the most important thing is the safety and the welfare of the players and of the personnel associated and the players' family too. Because, if you get infected, then you got to be concerned about spreading it.
Right. And behind the scenes that he would not have been an advocate of the way that Major League Baseball is doing it by having, players fly in and out of hotspots, teams flying in and out of hotspots. But, they did what they did.
Yeah.
He's being, I think, pretty charitable there with his words. But certainly is not saying that it's going to work for sure. Saying that it's not going to work for sure. But certainly a cautionary tale.
No, it is. And here's a person that was a terrific baseball player as a kid, loves the game itself. Also, as the craziness of the world goes, he ended up setting the record this past week. They printed more baseball cards, over 51,000
of
Tuesday.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, of all the people, and even how that, in the world, in the crazy world, how upset Trump was on Monday, how his approval rating's so low and Fauci's approval rating's so high. He literally said that in a press conference.
Yeah.
So this guy has become, they'll be, 30 years from now, people will be searching for, you still got that Fauci rookie card? Unfortunately, there's too many on the market.
Yeah,
it won't be worth to it, but
exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that I'm sure you guys had some fun with that last week. His first pitch at the first Nationals game. That was an all-time bad one.
Yeah.
You had 50 Cent. You had, and I'm not sure who the woman was. Remember the woman that threw it straight into the photographer?
Carly Rae Jepsen, Canadian.
Was that Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
I thought there was somebody else as well, but you're right. I thought she threw hers right into the ground.
She might have.
Yeah. There is another. I think it was like a Chicago White Sox.
No, the Red Sox game is where the guy got hit in the.
That's another one.
Oh, okay.
Where she overthrew the catcher,
and the camera guy's following the ball. Doesn't realize it's coming right at him.
Got hit right in the right there. This is one where she was like, and it was either Kansas City or Chicago or something, and she's chosen as Employee of the Month.
Kansas City was giving employees a chance.
Exactly, it's one of those ones where she hangs on the ball for just a little too long, and she literally throws it right into the photographer who's standing way off to the side, but 5 feet from her.
Yeah.
That's an all-time bad opening day
pitch.
Well,
and if anybody's been on a pitcher's mound and you see the distance there, well, I could only imagine how nervous people end up being, right?
Did you hear the background on Fauci? He explained why he had such apparently he hadn't thrown a ball, he said, in many decades. So a couple of days before that, he had gone out to play catch with some
blew out his arm.
Arm.
I know. And hey, I there, you know, you believe it, right? And who wouldn't?
Well, he's 80 years old.
Oh, is he that old?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he was that old. And even for Trump, as soon as that happened, he's squawking off about how he's going to throw the opening pitch at the Yankees. Somehow that was canceled because he said he's too busy. Well, he's flying everywhere else. They didn't want him. But you know, out back, he would have had a full mound built at the White House. He would have been practicing like nonstop, especially after George Bush Jr. Threw that beautiful first pitch after September 11th.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thoughts on any of that? Always welcome. Text us at 12-1200. When you do text us, make sure you include the keyword golf to get into our text-to-win contest with Equinel to win that foursome at Equinel Golf Course. We'll make the draw before the end of the show. We'll take a break, get you the latest news from 580 CFRA.